Since 1977, Prince has operated the Clinic for Women, which performs abortions in Indianapolis. But the governor signed an abortion ban in 2022 that was supposed to go into effect last September. But abortion is still legal, because that law is being challenged in court. Prince says she wants to continue to serve her clients in Indiana, even if the state does implement the ban. That's why she chose Danville, which is just over the border in Illinois, where abortion is legal.
It just made sense to go right across the state line because women often have issues with having the resources to travel very far. And so we're thinking, you know, it's an hour's drive, and so it won't be a huge undue burden on patients to come to Illinois if they don't have to go all the way to Champaign or all the way up to Chicago or even, you know, other clinics that are located in the state.
And even purchasing the building in Danville was a challenge. Prince says everyone involved had to sign a confidentiality agreement. But minutes after the deal was completed in March, people knew about the sale.
We had planned to make an official announcement ourselves, but they didn't allow us to do that in that they held a protest and then ran the article in the paper and released the name of the clinic here as well as my name. So the information was out there, but we wanted to tell our own story.
On May 3rd, the Danville City Council passed an ordinance outlawing the shipping of medication and tools used to perform abortions into the city, but it will only go into effect when a court says it can. Prince says she never expected that city officials would respond like that.
I think I just assumed that since Illinois is the safe haven state, that it would be okay. I'm not delusional. I didn't expect that everyone would welcome us with open arms, but I certainly didn't expect them to create a new ordinance to try to work against us and against their own state law. That's a little incredible to me.
At her Indiana location, Prince says they've had very little pushback, except for the time when someone superglued their lock shut. But she never could have imagined a man would drive his car into the Danville building just weeks after the ordinance passed.
Again, it's what he did, the attack, yes. Did it hurt my feelings? Yes. Did it piss me off? Yes. Did it, you know, break my heart? Yes. All of those things are true. But it's not going to deter us from doing the work that we were made to do.
In that case, an Illinois man was charged with attempted arson after the May 20th attack. And last week, a vandal tore down the temporary repairs from that incident. Despite all that has happened, Prince believes that more people in the community want them there than those who don't. Still, she says they're working to set up additional security measures.
My job is to protect our clients and protect the staff. Everybody needs to go home at night. So we're going to do everything we can possibly do to try to fortify the clinic, to put all the safety measures in place that we have now and more.
LaDonna Prince is the owner of the Clinic for Women in Indianapolis. She says the location in Danville will open after repairs are completed. I'm Farrah Anderson, Illinois Newsroom.